Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm so excited to be here today. Today is a great day to really take your business, your life to a completely new level. Wouldn't you agree? Listen, today I've called the show The Courage to Create an Expanded Life. We have some really powerful guests today. You won't want to miss this show. It's really about looking at how you're using your mind and your life to really create the life that you really want. So if you've got a life right now filled with some unhappiness, some disease, maybe your health isn't right, maybe you're worried, you're stressed out, this is the show for you. Before I get to that, I want to give a quick shout out to one of my new sponsors. So if you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to talk to you about the JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps companies develop and manufacture dietary supplements, topical personal care products, beauty products, and hemp-based CBD products. JBK Wellness products can be found in high-end resorts, including Ritz-Carlton and the Four Seasons, as well as national grocery store chains such as Whole Foods. They will walk you through every step from concept to final product. And if you want to find out more about them, just go to jbkwellnesslabs.com, jbkwellnesslabs.com. So, how do we create an extraordinary life? Well, I guess it starts with the question, what is driving the life that we have? And really, we have to take that back down to what happened earlier on in our life, right? The subconscious mind that is taking a picture of everything that's going on in your life is really driving your life, okay? Now, we know that. The neuroscientists, social scientists, psychologists, psychiatrists all tell us this. We can read tons of studies all over, you know, just Google it. What's running my mind, right? Well, that's great to know that, but how do you really apply it in your life? You know, if you have traumas and dramas and hurts and harms and anger and guilt and shame and all that stuff, right? That really is the root of your troubles now. Now, how do I know if you have troubles, or how do you know if you have troubles? Well, it's really simple. What you do is you look at results. What is the results you're getting? Do you have really great relationships? How is your business running or not? How much money you got in the bank? How are you doing mentally and emotionally? Are you feeling great all the time? Awesome. How are you doing physically? You know, is your body healthy? Is your immune system built up? If so, you've probably overcome any negativity inside that subconscious mind that's been driving you. But if not, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You just have some work to do. That's all. So one of the ways that we can do the work is by reprogramming your thinking. Now, how do we reprogram thinking? Well, there's a couple really powerful ways. The first way that I always recommend you, if you listen to the show at all, you know it's through quieting and stilling your mind, getting in tune with higher realms of consciousness, tuning into the superconscious mind, right? You'll have insights. You'll get understanding. You'll get some wisdom that starts getting downloaded into you. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to pick a powerful affirmation. Start to affirm the truth of who you are, the power, the passion, the purpose that lies within you. Start to affirm that until you can reprogram that subconscious mind into believing, I guess is the word, that you are exactly what you're affirming, right? So you can do this daily. Now, one of the things I did is I wrote this book, and the book is called The Courage to Change Everything. It's daily strategies and essential wisdom to awaken your inner genius. So what is that inner genius that's inside of you? Well, that's nothing more than tuning into that superconscious mind. And, you know, that's awesome. But, you know, if you're not doing it daily, then what's happening, you're probably not getting the results you want. So this book, took me about 6 years to write it, is a book that will help you to every day, tune into some wisdom. Every day, be able to break some of the habits that you've been, that's been running your life. And every day, start to get the results that you want so that your life, your business, your world gets better and better and better. If you'd like to find out about that book, it's available now. You can go to voicesofcourage.us. Again, voicesofcourage.us. All righty. I'd like to introduce my two guests this morning in the next couple segments. I actually have three guests today. And these guys are very well accomplished, and they are going to talk to you today about some of the topics that will, I believe, change the way that you look at your life from here on out. Dr. Patrick Juanes is a renowned human behavioral expert. Patrick has appeared on global news outlets such as BBC, CNN, Russian News Agency, Fox News, and MSNBC. He is recognized for his subconscious rapid transformation technique. And also we have Chris Burris. He is a scientific researcher who has pioneered the use of an astonishing molecule called ESSO60 that has some amazing properties, which include enhancing sleep and boosting immunity. And today he's here to relate the shocking story of how this molecule's abilities were discovered by a Nobel Prize-winning team and what role he's played in this advancement and what its implications are really for humanity. And wait till you hear the implications, because it's absolutely amazing. So, gentlemen, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you. Oh, my goodness. You know, I want to say something. I don't know if we can get this in the camera, but this is something I'm taking every day now. It is called My Vital C. And I'm going to tell you why I take that every day during this interview, because these two guys are really connected with that. First, Patrick, listen, there's a lot going on in the world right now. There are people worried. They're concerned. They're shut down. They're staying indoors. They're definitely fearful about getting sick. I see it in their eyes when I go to the grocery store. It's almost like a reality from a movie I saw years ago called Pandemic. Anyway. what's going on out there? What do you think's happening?
You've described the scenario of various emotions, people experiencing fear, anxiety, sadness, rumination, depression, isolation, loneliness. And a lot of what was already existing before has become exacerbated. And then there's a lot of new emotions that many of us potentially haven't experienced for a long time. In fact, when you're talking about seeing either fear or sadness or anxiety, some of what we're experiencing during the pandemic is also triggering old stuff for people. That means it's potentially triggering old pain, old hurt, old trauma that hasn't yet been resolved.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And just as I said in the beginning of the segment, we're talking about that subconscious mind that's really driving these behaviors. And so when a person is stuck in that, when they're in worry and fear and they're watching the news every day going, oh, my gosh, this thing is spreading and spreading and spreading. It's coming for me. I'm next. What do you suggest here for people?
So there's a couple of approaches. We have to work out, well, why am I experiencing such fear and anxiety? And I would say the very first thing to become aware of is, to what are you exposing yourself? It's called doom scrolling or doom surfing. If you're constantly on the internet or TV, whatever medium you're using, and you're constantly exposing yourself to things that provoke anxiety, you're obviously going to feel worse. As you mentioned before about reprogramming the subconscious mind, if you're constantly exposing yourself to these things, you're also reprogramming your subconscious mind for the worse. So that's number one. Number two, take a look at what you're eating. What is your daily routine in terms of lifestyle? What are you eating? How are you exercising? Are you sleeping really well? Then the third component is, okay, I've taken care of my of what I'm exposing myself to. I'm exercising, I'm doing meditation, I'm taking care of my sleep. What about the other emotions that are coming up as a result of what I'm experiencing? And for that, I created an audiobook called Neutralize the 7 Emotions That Are Holding You Hostage Right Now, which we're giving away to your audience for free, and a guided meditation. So now you've got...
Well, listen. I just noticed I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to let my audience know about those 7 emotions and how they get that book. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Patrick Wanis and Chris Burris in just a minute.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Curalin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Curalin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Curalin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Curalin. Visit CuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
All righty. Yes, just by the way, that Curalin product is really a powerful product. I'm using it myself right now, and I have to say that I have no more crashes in the afternoon. It's just it creates great energy for me. Not that I'm diabetic. I like to try every product that comes into what I'm anybody I'm promoting on the show, so I hope you'll check it out. Listen, my guests are here in the studio, Dr. Patrick Wanis and Chris Burris. And I want to say this. This is what Patrick says. He says, social isolation, major losses, and the extreme disruption of life caused by the pandemic result in increased levels of stress hormones and various intense emotions, including sadness, fear, worry, anxiety, hopelessness, loneliness, and depression. But worse, the rush of emotional turmoil is disturbing sleep and keeping people awake at night. Yes. Those emotions are doing that. What are these 7 predominant emotions, Patrick, that are keeping people up at night and really stopping them from succeeding in what they want to do in life?
Well, there's an umbrella of 7 emotions, and only because we've got a very tight show, let me just talk about sort of the top 2, the key ones that people are experiencing. Number 1, the umbrella is fear and anxiety. Fear is the anticipation of pain. You're expecting something to go bad, expecting something to go wrong. You're expecting to experience some sort of pain. Anxiety is the feeling that your world is out of control. There's a vague threat. Everything's out of control. And then you're trying to control the things that you can't. That creates more and more anxiety. Fear and anxiety are also connected to the fight or flight response, where you're suddenly in a state of hyperarousal and your brain and body are working to keep you safe. But what that immediately does is it turns off your digestion, suppresses your immune system, and then it goes into all these other biological processes that are really bad for you when they stay on at an extended period of time. So we have fear and anxiety. In the free book that we're giving to your audience, Neutralize the 7 Emotions That Are Holding You Hostage Right Now, I clearly define each of these emotions and I give you actionable steps about how to resolve those emotions and how to be clear of those emotions. And number one, you've said this from the beginning of the show when you talked about the subconscious mind. It's our thoughts that create our emotions. Our emotions in turn drive our behavior. The second key emotion that everyone's experiencing is sadness. And that umbrella is sadness, sorrow, and grief. I've had various people say to me, I feel tired, I feel heavy, I feel lethargic, there's a sense of apathy, and this is all connected to sadness. And then if you go into the extent of I'm constantly crying or I just suddenly want to cry, you're experiencing grief. We're grieving because things have changed. Mm-hmm. Things have changed and things have come to an end. And again, in the audiobook that we're giving to your audience for free, I give you actionable steps about how to deal with the sadness. But recognize first and foremost that it's okay to feel whatever you feel. That's natural. What then counts is how can you control those emotions? And I teach you how to control emotions, not to prevent them, not to escape from them, not to deny them, but to control them. That means to influence the emotion, to influence its direction, and to limit its growth. In other words, you determine how you'll respond to the emotion.
And how do we get that book? Where do we get that book at, that audiobook?
So the link for that is you just go to myvitalc.com/voices of courage, and that'll get you to that. Again, it's absolutely free. No email is required. You can listen to it right there in the browser, or you can download it to any number of your devices.
Well, you know, one of the things I like about you two guys is that you're about mind, body, and soul, right? Spirit. You guys, Patrick is all about the mind. He's helping people to really change the mind. And Chris, you've got a product that can actually help people physically that has been, first of all, let's talk about that product real quick. And also, I'd like to talk to some of the research that's been done with that product. When I read it, I was like, yeah, give me that. I'm taking that.
Well, you and a number of people, the kind of short history is the molecule that is the main ingredient, the active ingredient, was discovered in 1985 in Houston, Texas, at Rice University by three professors. Those professors actually went on to win the Nobel Prize. And I've got a model of that molecule. It's colloquially known as the buckyball. And if you're not watching the video, the best way to describe it is if you imagine a soccer ball, the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms. So you have the spherical molecule of 60 carbon atoms. The scientific community realized it was going to be incredibly important and actually figured that it would be ubiquitously used in our society. So they actually awarded those three scientists who discovered the molecule a Nobel Prize in 1996, so a few short 11 years. Whenever you're going to have this molecule that's going to be used by a lot of people, you need to understand how safe it is. How do you work safely with it? So they actually published a toxicity study. For various reasons, they kind of assumed this spherical molecule would be toxic. And instead of being toxic in that study, they gave rats water, rats olive oil, and then rats olive oil with this molecule ESS60. Instead of being toxic, those rats that they gave really the MyVitalC formula to lived 90% longer than the control group. Now, that's the most astounding longevity result ever in human history. Not only that, those rats given the MyVitalC formulation actually died without tumors as opposed to the control rats. Those rats given water, they all died with tumors. And so it's a pretty miraculous result. If man were to live 90% longer, the average age of man would be 152. So I like to tie this back to, you know, the courage to change everything. If you knew that you weren't going to die on average at 82, but you were going to die at 152, would you kind of set an intention and a goal to change everything in your life? And Patrick and I are actually working on a book. The book is Reinvent Yourself as If You're Going to Live Forever Because You Might. And so we're really excited about putting, again, the physical and the emotional pieces together in this book and really providing guidance on how to change your existence. Because there's a lot of people today, I think, who have this expectation of their lifespan. And if that gets dramatically increased, right, with a healthy mental and physical capacity, they probably need to make some changes in their life today.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I want to ask both you and Patrick a little bit about this longevity, because I think longevity is it's about the physical things that we're putting into our body, but it's also about our mindset. It's about what that attitude is. And I can tell you this. I was at the beach the other day. I'm a triathlete. Mm-hmm. And my buddies and I all looked at each other. And we were talking about some of the longevity studies and some of the people that were in our field that are living. And the oldest triathlete right now is over 100. Right. Wow. And we're like, wow, that's cool. We know a whole bunch of them in their 70s and 80s. I didn't know there were 100 ones. But you know what? That's because I believe the people on the planet right now that are going to live 150 years, they're already been born. Maybe they're us. I don't know. But I know they're on the planet. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that and the mind concept of that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. All righty.
To make a difference, do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
That's awesome, man. I love that Wasabi people. All righty. Listen, if you are a woman entrepreneur, pay close attention. What I want to say is that this organization has been around since 1991. They've been assisting women business owners and entrepreneurs to grow their businesses and grow their lives. This month, their program is with a woman speaker, internationally known, that is going to be able to help you pivot your business and take it to the next level through body and mind and also practical applications of what she's taught people around the world. So I hope you'll tune in. You can check it out at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. One last thought. I want to go ahead and thank all of our people that make this show possible. I want to thank Jim Case in the background today. He's working as our sound engineer, Rob Spence, who's our producer, and Lauren, who helps us with social media marketing, and Rachel. And we've got a great team of people that really help us. So thank all of you. And I want to say that if you're enjoying the show, we hope you'll let your family and friends and everybody know on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. That's how we grow this show. And also, you can listen to all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. Again, voicesofcourage.us. You're driving around or in your house, you can also just say, play Voices of Courage to Alexa, Cortana, or Siri. So I hope you'll check us out. Alrighty, so I'm back. I'm talking with Dr. Pak Wanis. He's a renowned human behavioral expert, and also Chris Burris. He's a scientific researcher who has pioneered the use of some astonishing molecules, including ESS60. All right, guys, there it is. That's that molecule we're talking about. How important is the we're talking about longevity before we went to the break. So, you know, Patrick, I just wanted to jump in there with you real quick. How important is the mind to longevity?
Well, if we understand that, again, your thoughts determine your emotions in turn impact your entire body. It impacts your sympathetic nervous system, your parasympathetic nervous system, your endocrine system. It affects your immunity. It affects your sleep. It affects your digestion. So just think about the fact that either your thoughts are supporting your body or your thoughts are working against your body, because those thoughts will create the emotions. There's only one exception to that. We are hardwired for perceived threats. And if there's a loud noise or a startle, we'll automatically go into the fight or flight response before we've had time to think about anything. But other than that, we are constantly creating our own reality, in the sense that if I have a thought, it could create an emotion of sadness, an emotion of anger, an emotion of rage. And then that emotion becomes manifest one way or another in my body. It can throw my whole system out, or it can create disease. It can create the imbalance. And again, Chris, and you and I have been talking from the beginning about the significance of sleep. Your thoughts and your emotions affect your sleep, and sleep is paramount to your mental, physical, and emotional health as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Well, I want to flip it back over to Chris. Talk to me a little bit about My Vital C, would you, Chris? Because that ties right back into sleep, ties back exactly. So we got the mind connection, we got the body. What are we going to do for our bodies to really get that needed rest that we need so we can live longer, quite frankly?
Well, I just want to actually add a little bit to what Patrick said, which was talking about the emotions and then the physical, the internal physical impacts that those emotions have. But they're also the things that drive your actions. So like, do you go out and exercise? Do you eat healthy? Those emotions and those beliefs about yourself drive those. So dealing with those are just paramount for one, your internal processes, and two, what you do externally that has a massive impact on your physical health. And of course, it relates to sleep. You talk to, like, our most consistent, it's very interesting, My Vital C, and how it drew Patrick together on this particular adventure. Our most consistent testimonial with our My Vital C customers is they take the product in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. And so that's the most consistent one. And I know, Ken, you've been taking it. Is now a good time to share kind of the experience you've had on the product? Or it's not.
and it's gone.
Yeah, we can talk. Sleep is so consistent with our product that I've actually started a sleep study. Sorry to catch you off guard there. I've actually started a sleep study. If you're watching, I'm holding up my Oura Ring. And Oura Ring is one of the best sleep tracking devices that's on the market. We're working with the University of California, San Diego professor. He's actually a consultant for Oura Ring. And he's actually got access to Oura Ring's data, all the sleep data. So we've got a sleep study. Currently, we have about 14 participants. Our goal is to get to 25 participants. A lot of supplements that come on the market, they're just like, oh, we don't do research. Like, we just like sell the supplement. I'm driven. I'm a carbon nanomaterial scientist by vocation since 1991. And so it's very important to me to be actually driving and creating studies and data that people can use to make a decision about what products that they want to take and that they want to put in their body. I can talk like real quickly about a couple testimonials that I have in my very specific experience. I had a knee pain before I started taking my product. That knee pain was from playing soccer. I played soccer for 25 years. I had it for a number of years since I quit playing soccer, and it went away taking that product. And then I can also talk about migraines. I'm a geeky guy, so I was tracking my migraines. I got 4 or 5 a year all the way back to 2014. Started taking the product in 2018 and actually didn't get a single migraine in 2018. And that couples with some other migraine testimonials. So it's pretty powerful what we're getting out of this. And in reality, you think about something that caused those rats to live 90% longer and to die without tumors, you kind of expect that it's going to have positive health benefits in the short term, because you've got to be doing something positive to yourself in order to last that long.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Yes, you do. All right. Well, listen, let's talk about the book again. Tell me how people can get the book and get connected with you guys.
Absolutely. So the link is myvitalc.com audiobooks.com/voices of courage. You can get the audiobooks there. They're phenomenal. I would also recommend you click. There's a link to Patrick's website so you can get to patrickwanis.com. Make sure you sign up for his newsletter. He does amazing sessions with people and clears out really kind of what's holding you back in one short session. So look into that. That's that SRTT process. And then there's a link to the homepage for My Vital C. We've actually got a coupon code for your audience. The code is also Voices of Courage. If they're interested in trying the product, they get a 25% discount on subscription. They can cancel at any time. So I'd recommend taking advantage of that and use Voices of Courage to get an additional $15 off of their initial purchase.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, we got that at the bottom of the screen, so you can see it right there to connect with that. So, gosh, guys, all right. You know, I said this last time you were on. I got to have you guys back. I love we're just barely scratching the surface about what both of you do. And those longevity studies, I'd really like to take even a deeper dive into that next time you come on. So, guys, thank you so much.
And we want to hear your experience on the product.
Oh, well, I can tell you my experience right now. That's why I want to have you back on, too. I just started taking it 3 days ago. So I can tell you this, is that when I first took it, I was like, interesting. Second day I took it, I was like, oh, I really like this. The taste is well. And what I'm noticing, because I'm a pretty healthy guy already, but I'm noticing subtle energy where I have more clarity. That's what I'm noticing right now. So we'll see. I'm brand new at it, and we'll see where it goes.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, all righty. Well, listen, I want to thank both of you for being here, and I'm hoping you'll both stay on too. I'm hoping my next guest is able to come on, but if not, I'm going to have you guys on the next couple segments. I don't see you're in the studio yet. So, but I got to take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll see where we go here.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back. The name of the show today is The Courage to Create an Expanded Life. Before I get to my next guest, I want to let you know about one of my sponsors. They're called JBK Wellness. So listen, if you have a dream that you would like to create a product that really serves humanity, maybe it's a dietary supplement, maybe it's a topical personal care product or a beauty product, or maybe it's a hemp-based CBD product, well, JBK Wellness products can be found in the high-end resorts, including Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, as well as national grocery chain stores such as Whole Foods. So they're at the top of the top. And these people, I've met the owners. They're amazing. I really enjoy them. They are conscious beings that are really there to serve and to help get your product in the world. They will take you from concept to completion. And if that's something that you've been sitting around thinking, I have an idea for a product, I don't know how to do it, they will help you. So go to jbkwellnesslabs.com. Again, jbkwellnesslabs.com. Thank you. Well, welcome back, everybody, to the show. And today I have as my guest, Sandra Rogers. She is an MA, LMFT, a licensed psychotherapist who has just published her first book on emerging.
What happened?
on the Emerging Queen.
Everything just died. Where are you, Ken?
Okay. So we had a little technical issue there. So I'm not sure what happened there, but hopefully she will log back in. All righty. Well, you know, in this case, I think what I'll do is we'll continue that conversation with Patrick Juanes and Chris Burris. And I'm going to add them both back into the stream. And so I guess I won't have to have you on in a couple months. I'll have you back on right now.
Well, there's some stress and emotion for you trying to figure out the technology.
You know, sometimes technology can really mess us up. But, you know, hopefully she'll be able to come back on here in the very near future and we'll be able to get her on. So. All righty. Okay.
Guys. I was thinking just today I wrote a newsletter that I think is appropriate to what we're talking about. And the title of the newsletter is How to Control Your Emotions Before They Control You. And it also links to the free audiobook, Neutralize the 7 Emotions That Are Holding You Hostage Right Now. And one of the first things I teach is to become aware of the actual emotion. What are you actually feeling? And I was standing in the kitchen and I had this urge to suddenly cry. And I went, I'm feeling sad. And what I teach is you got to distance yourself from the emotion and label the emotion. So when I recognized I was feeling sad, I aloud said, I notice that I'm feeling sad. That's interesting. So I separate myself and I'm now observing. And then I say aloud, why am I feeling that sadness? What's causing that sadness? So I separate again from the emotion, and then I recognize as soon as I ask that question, why am I feeling that sadness, a memory came up of being in the Florida Keys with certain friends and doing certain activities. And so then I shifted from the sadness, which is loss, to a sense of thankfulness and appreciation for what I'd experienced. Now, in this case, it wasn't an extremely meaningful loss, but the fact that the sadness came up, I could label it, I could distance myself from it, I could observe it, and then I could shift from one thought to another thought. Because at the very beginning of the show, and this is very well connected to your book as well, it's the subconscious mind that drives us. Chris mentioned it before a break when I said your thoughts determine your emotions, and Chris said, well, your emotions determine your actions, and then in turn that determines your results. So if you learn to start practicing separating yourself from this powerful emotion, as soon as you label it, it starts to become smaller. The more you separate from it, the more control you have over the emotion, the less control the emotion has over you. And this is the time during COVID-19, during the pandemic, that we're all challenged to how can you respond to these emotions? Because you will have a plethora of various emotions at various times and somewhat unexpected. And it could be like, you know, in the free audiobook that we're giving to your audience, neutralize the 7 emotions that are holding you hostage right now. You know, I talk about fear and anxiety, sadness, and even rumination and depression. Rumination is when you're constantly thinking about what's wrong or what challenges you're faced with, but two things are missing. You're not focused on a solution and you're not making a decision. If you shift from how bad everything is to what can I do, and now let me make a decision, the rumination ends and so does the depression. In fact, in the audio book that we're giving away to your audience, Neutralize the 7 Emotions That Are Holding You Hostage, I clearly explain the response to anxiety. And the response to anxiety is getting very clear about what you can control and what you can't control. Most of us waste our time and energy trying to control that or those things that are outside of our control, such as a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, a boss, a colleague. And we're wasting all this energy because we want to control these people or we want to control the world around us, and it makes us feel worse. The key to dissolving anxiety is get clear about what do you believe is now out of control in your life. Write it out if you need to. Then say to yourself, well, what can I control here? And you'll realize it's probably a certain percentage of things. But above all, going back to what you said at the beginning about the subconscious mind driving us, what can I really control? My thoughts and my emotions. By controlling the thoughts, I can control the emotions. And then I place all of my energy and focus only on those things that I can control. I can't control what the government's going to do about the mandating of masks or the quarantine or the lockdown or when business is going to open or when the gym's going to reopen, et cetera, et cetera. What can I control? The way that I respond to it. And if I choose to respond in an able and capable, resourceful way to all the challenges that are before me, then I start to feel better. I have greater control over my life. I feel more in control. And then that affects my body. It affects my entire system because life is lived in four realms: mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. And then that affects our sleep.
I love that. Well, listen, I got to take a break. Looks like my guest, Sandra Rogers, is in studio now. So I think I'm going to bring her into this conversation after we go from break. But before I take the break, tell everybody again how to get a hold of you, Chris, and Patrick.
Yeah, the best way is, you know, take advantage of this free book, myvitalc.com/voices of courage. And then there's some actions that you can take there. Visit Patrick Wannis, visit the homepage of My Vital C, and use a $15 off coupon. The coupon code is Voices of Courage.
That's awesome. Okay, guys. Hey, thank you so much for being spontaneous with me today, too. And so I hope you'll stay on the segment. But, you know, I really appreciate both of you guys. Thank you for being here and thank you for doing what you guys do.
Thank you, Ken.
All righty. Hey, everybody, listen, if you're enjoying the great content of the Voices of Courage show, you like our insights, you like our guests, you like what we're doing in the world, I encourage you to check out a couple of my other affiliates. We have a network we're on. It's called UK Health Radio. It's in the England, and they are amazing. They're keeping everybody updated on what's going on with COVID. We're also part of the BBS Radio Network and also Talk Radio Network New York City. All three of these networks are really dedicated to empowering you, to helping you solve problems, to helping you to take your life, your business, your family to a new level, and really being able to live in the world in a conscious way. You know, we have a new awakening that's taking the place of all of us. If you haven't noticed, join, look around, right? Everything's changing. So these shows will help you. These networks have tons of shows on them, right? Including mine. They will help you. So I hope you'll tune in. If you like conscious business radio, tune in to ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, and bbsradio.com. All righty. Well, the show is called The Courage to Have an Expanded Life, and my next guest has definitely had an expanded life. She is an amazing individual who is there to help you to grow your life, grow your business. She is a licensed psychotherapist. She just published her first book on the emerging queen archetype, which is a new developmental stage, which is available to women who are in midlife. And by aligning their archetypal energy, women can access their highly developed powers and skills to enhance and deepen their lives. Sandra, we got a little bump here, but you're there. I'm so excited to have you. Yay.
Yay. Thank you, Ken. I'm happy to be here. There were some glitches, so I really do have a green screen, and it's green. Yeah,
actually, you look really great behind it. So it looks
it's a nice color. Thanks.
Yeah, it is a beautiful color for you, so it all works, you know. Let's talk. I want to dive in really quick with you because we've got a few minutes, but the queen, an archetypal of a life stage. What is this? What are we talking about here?
I think it's easier to explain her by telling you how I came to find her. And that is that when I was in my master's program, I wrote my thesis on the empowered crone. And I was working from that maid, mother, crone paradigm. Well, I wanted to work with women at midlife in the with the crone archetype. When I went to do that a few years later, I got killed. I'm not a crone. I hate that word. Get out of here. I don't want to know about this. So being rejected, I thought about it for quite some many years. And one day it came to me that there's something missing, that there, we don't go from being the mother, in being in the mother energy, to the crone, that we have a lot more life between those two. And I realized that there was something missing, and I called her the queen. So so the queen comes in after active mothering, and I can talk more about that.
Well, I really like that a lot, okay, because I think there is that archetype. I think you're absolutely right. You know, you don't just go from this, you know, this mom to this crone. There's something in between, and I think you're definitely right. A lot of women are vital. They're healthy. They're, you know, but, you know, it's like when we can acknowledge it, when we have wording around it, then we can kind of get into it. The queen, you know, what is the queen? What does the queen represent? Let me just
okay. All right. Well, you've asked the question that my whole book answered, so I can't give you a really succinct answer today. But what I came to do was, when I realized that she existed, I started to do some research and flesh the whole thing out. And I saw that there was a book here. And more importantly, there was a message for midlife women. And that is that if they choose, they can move up a step, use those powers and those skills that you talked about, and use them for the benefits of themselves, their families, their communities, or even the world. So I wrote about that, and that's what the book is about. And the first part of the book is history. How did Western women get to where we are, and where are we going from here, and what's available?
Well, you know, one of the things you talk about in the book is about the chakras. And I think that's, you know, even though some people go, oh, that's wooey, airy, fairy. No, it's not. It's real. And it's something that we need to start understanding if we are really to make the transitions that we need to make here in this world. So let's talk about that. What are the what is the chakra system? And, you know, maybe let's talk briefly. We got a little quickly today on the seven chakras.
Okay, I use the chakra system as a device to show who the queen is. I couldn't be writing about her just without some sort of a format, because it would just be a lot of adjectives, and that wouldn't be very interesting. So the chakras in the body really cover all the aspects of life, and to position the queen within each chakra was a good way to see her. So let me go on a little bit with that. The chakras were first named, I think, by the ancient Hindus, who believe them to be, and it's been somewhat pretty much proven, that they're energy points on the body. There may actually be a hundred or more, many hundreds of energy points, but we usually talk about the seven main ones, and those are the ones I use. And if you'll give me 1 second, I need to get a sip of water. So there are seven chakras going from the top of the body to from the base of the body to the top of the head. And they are the root chakra, the navel chakra, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. And so those three, those seven chakras take in all of the aspects of our life and our physical bodies. Today, and we may not have time, I'm prepared to talk about three out of seven.
Well, let's talk about the three. Let's talk about those three that we're talking about, the first, the fourth, and the fifth chakras. I think those are the ones that are most important to talk about today.
Okay. The first chakra, located at the base of the spine, is actually our connection with the earth. It's our bodily connection with a physical earth. It's also our mental and spiritual and emotional connection with our place of home, our survival. So it takes in a whole lot of things. It takes in all of the physicality, all of the connection and groundedness that we need. It also addresses survival and the means to survival, whether it's food or money or many of the other things that contribute to survival. So that's the first chakra.
That's good. And then the fourth chakra, isn't that the heart chakra?
That's my favorite. That's the heart chakra, Anahata. Right. Yes, and that governs our physical heart and lungs and that part of the body, but it also regulates how we are with love and in all its many forms, personal love, romantic love, family love, love of country, on and on. Okay.
That's really nice. And how about, okay, and then you went to the fifth chakra. I find that's interesting. Yeah, because it's just about what we're doing right now, right?
Exactly, exactly. And the fifth chakra is the throat chakra, and it's where we give voice to our creativity. Our creativity begins in the second chakra, but it is expressed in the fifth. So if we're reading a book, that's writing a book, rather, that's the throat chakra working. If we're painting a picture, it's still the throat chakra. It's the way we express to the world our creative expression and our personal expressions as well.
I love that. Now, listen, let me ask you something. As a result of really understanding the chakra system, mm-hmm. and tuning into the archetype of the queen, as a result of that, throughout the book, what would you say are the benefits of the readers as they read through this and they start to understand this, Sandra?
Well, I think that they can benefit from this as they read through it, becoming more aware of these things. Even if they know them, they'll become aware of them in a different way. And I also, besides explaining the queen in each of the chakras, I give exercises to help deepen that. And I have exercises in the book on meditation, on active imagination, and on journaling. And all of those things can help you deepen your connection with the queen in that particular aspect. I'm just going to reach down for a second because I dropped my notes.
Yeah, no worries. But listen, you know, I want to talk about the imagination. So imagination is a powerful tool that we can use in our mind to really expand the possibilities of what we can create in this world. And I think, you know, for someone that's kind of, you know, they're moving into a different stage of their life, imagination may be one of the keys to really having that great life. What say you?
Well, it definitely is our imagination. It's just one of our greatest gifts. But in this sense, when I'm talking about active imagination, it's a very specific thing that most people are not aware of. It's kind of one of the concepts of Jungian psychology, which is my background.
What is active imagination then?
Active imagination is actually having a conversation with an entity, alive or dead, real or imagined. So to give you a quick example, say you've had a fight with your mother and you can't talk to her right now for any reason, but you really kind of want to get to what's going on and what's happening with her. So you bring yourself down into kind of a meditative state, you look relaxed and without expectation, and you conduct an interview with her. And you can do it by writing it out. Actually, I find that the best way. And so you might say, Mom, I know we had a really bad fight this morning and you were hurt and I'm not sure what it is. Can you tell me? And then you kind of wait to see what comes into your mind and start writing it down. You'll feel silly probably at first, but after a while, just dismiss that and just take it for what it is. It'll come out, it might be garbled, and it'll finally clarify and you'll get an answer. And so you keep on with this. Actually, what you're doing is you're accessing your subconscious and doing this. And you're getting answers that are not easily available in a totally conscious state. So it's a powerful tool. When I talk about
that,
it's a powerful tool.
So tell my audience how they can get the book, Inviting the Queen. And do you have a gift for them?
Do I have a gift for them? Well, I think the book is a gift, but unfortunately, they have to pay for the book. And it is available on Amazon.com. under Inviting the Queen, or if you don't remember the name, you remember my name, just put my name in there and it'll come up.
Okay, so let's, I'd love to see that even on my screen. Let's see, it's called Inviting the Queen, and it's by Sandra Rogers, Rogers, and cool. You can find that on Amazon or anywhere else, okay? It's the subtitle is An Emerging Archetype for Women at Midlife, and I just think it's such a powerful read for individuals that really want to, you know, we started the show talking about getting out of your thinking, being able to expand what's possible for you. And so maybe some of the things that my guests have talked to you today about are a little uncomfortable, right? Sandra, you know, a lot of people don't talk about chakras. They're not talking about the speaking to those entities, or as you call them, or those ghosts or people that have passed, to tune into those folks. and to be able to tune into your own subconscious mind to get the answers. So that's a little out there for some people. But if you want to expand and grow yourself, you know, the only way to do it is get outside your comfort zone. So I hope you check out Sandra's book.
Thank you.
All right. Sandra, any final thoughts for my guest today?
Well, yes. One is a really important one. The fact is, the way I titled the book, Inviting the Queen, is important because you do have to invite her. She doesn't just show up. The maid just shows up. The mother shows up. You have a baby, the mother archetype is there. You become an old woman, the crone archetype is there. But the queen is someone you have to invite. You have to begin to know who she is and ask her to come.
That's interesting. I really like what you just said, inviting the queen. So that's the topic. And that's the name of the book, Inviting the Queen. I get it now. Okay. If you don't invite, who's going to show up, right?
Right.
I love that.
Just a lady who lunches and is retired, not sure what to do with herself.
That's great. Well, listen, I have a question I'm going to ask you real quick, and then we'll close the show. But it's one I like to close the show on. You've got the message, really, to the world. What do you think your message is right now to the world? What do you want to tell everybody? What's most important for you to tell?
Most important is work on your own power, your own sense of being powerful, and use it. We have a lot going on in the world. Everybody may have different opinions, but I think all of us think things need to change. And by having our own personal power and believing in it, we can make all the difference. So women, claim your power. It is yours. We're seeing more and more every day.
That's awesome. I love that. All righty. Well, listen, you can get Sandra's book again on Amazon. It's called Inviting the Queen, Sandra Rogers. Sandra, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Ken. I enjoyed it. Good to-
And I want... I want to thank all of you for joining us today. You can pre-order my latest book at couragetochange.us. The book is The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken That Inner Genius That You Have Inside of You. I'm always interested in what you have to say. Please follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and send your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Again, viewer@voicesofcourage.us. You can get all my replays there. And what I want to say is this: keep seeing the unseeable, keep knowing the unknowable, and soon you will be able to do the impossible. Until next week, take care.